My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And now it's time for Training Camp Live, starring Mark Grody on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score, presented by ChevyDrivesChicago.com and the number one draft pick Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Here's Mark Grody.
We're here. I am inside the NFL Network studios of Palace Hall. Yes. This is where I live now. Get to watch Bears practices every day. We are on the verge of the Bears' second preseason game. And yes, the starters will play. More on that here in just a second. But just want to let you know what's going down here tonight. I get to be with you until 7 o'clock tonight. That is the time at which I will hand things over to Big Ant. Anthony Heron will be on from 7 to 9. And my guess is he'll be talking about the Bears as well, if he can avoid the Pedro Grifol trap. We all got to talk about Pedro Grifol now because he was fired. No, I understand that. It was just such a no-brainer. It's just such a two-sentence. Like, I've never really seen this with a manager where it's like, yeah, 100 losses last year, 21-game losing streak, 14-game losing streak. Seems that you may have lost the clubhouse. I mean, it's almost like the third story in. And finally, Pedro Grifol, the manager of the White Sox, was fired today. Now weather. That's sort of what it feels like. But I am out here to talk about the Bears with you. And what you should know is that if you'd like to, since we got a full hour tonight, we do have a full hour, if you'd like to call, we'll pick it up. 312-644-6767. I'm not one of those people who only wants to interact by text in life. I like to pick up the phone and call and talk to people. So I hope that you do as well. 312-644-6767 is the phone number to do it. Or you could text. Like, if there is a question you have about a player in training camp that you haven't heard much about, or just a player that you'd like to ask me a question about or make a comment about, I can field those because I see 80-plus players on on two fields every day watching these practices, so I might be able to help you out. So that's the way things work here. 312-644-6767 is the number. Yes, Matt Eberflus said today that starters will play, the healthy ones, of course, which may not leave a lot of guys on defense, which I'll get to. But the part that you want to know is Caleb Williams, that he will play. I'm guessing he'll play a couple series at least. We'll see. Sometimes coaches can change their mind in mid-flow if there's like a bad drive, like get him back out there for another one, or if there is some momentum going and they don't want to X that out necessarily. So we'll see how much Caleb Williams will play on Saturday against Buffalo, noon game, a noon preseason game. I feel like every single Bears preseason game ever has been a night game, so a little bit novel to having. And, oh, yeah, wait a minute. There was a day game last year. I think there was at Soldier Field, as a matter of fact, because I remember it was Justin Fields throwing that pass to DJ Moore behind the line of scrimmage, and he took it in for a touchdown. Like, weren't the first couple plays like explosives? Man, yeah, that was a long time ago. But I do believe that that was a day game as well. How health, like a lot of the talk that we have had here on The Score has centered around, is Caleb Williams going to play, and is the reason he might not play because the offensive line is not healthy? That was definitely being discussed out here by the powers that be. And of course, if you did not have a healthy enough offensive line, you probably wouldn't put Caleb Williams out there because that would just be dumb. But it looks like there is relative health for the Bears offensive line. Other than Nate Davis, who was out again today, I would fully expect to see Braxton Jones at left tackle and Tevin Jenkins at left guard. And Darnell Wright at right tackle. He was back practicing today. So I would expect that. As far as, yeah, I mean, it's going to be Coleman Shelton playing center in this game. I'd be shocked if it was anybody else. Because he's been playing center. Ryan Bates has been playing right guard because of Nate Davis being out. And by the way, Ryan Bates actually left the practice today to be tended to. Didn't look like anything major, but man, would that be a blow at this point. I didn't really want to be talking about how important Ryan Bates was to this offensive line at this point and his existence, because right now, I mean, it is looking like Coleman Shelton is the Bears center and Ryan Bates is the right guard, and I would not be shocked if that was the way it was to open the season this year as well. Nothing has been said, nothing has been pronounced, but I got eyes and I got ears. I'm seeing what they're doing on the field and I'm hearing how they're talking about players. So, well, and, you know, not to mention, and this is out of Nate Davis's power, so this is not me, you know, ripping on him. He apparently suffered a setback with his injury that he had, the unknown injury, because we don't get specifics. He got hurt Sunday. I was out here, left the practice, but that was actually a serious setback. So he has gone from, and everything is unofficial, but Matt Eberflus did go along with the notion that looks like he's week to week in terms, you know, at least they admitted that. You know, we know he's been day to day, and he has been week to week. But now he's really week to week. So we shall see what that continuing conundrum connotes. Man, that was pretty good right there by me. The K alliteration? Oh, man. But yeah, so I guess from the very beginning of OTAs, when they told us about, I thought the biggest deal on the offensive line this year was going to be the center competition. And I guess you could still make the argument that it is, that those two guys, Nate Davis and Coleman Shelton, were going to duel for the job. And they said, at the very least, both of these guys learn how to play center and get comfortable with Caleb Williams, because you want them to be ready in case there are issues, in case there are injuries. So here it is. So I guess that's a point in the Bears' favor for the way they prepared and planned, that they realized that this might happen. I don't know if they necessarily realized what would be going on with Nate Davis again, but it is, and they know that Tevin Jenkins has had an injury history, and they didn't have a center going into this year. Lucas Patrick is no more. So you had to have at least two centers that could play immediately, and Ryan Poles knew the versatility of Nate, of Ryan, God, I wanted to say Ryan Pates, Pace, Ryan Bates. He knew the versatility, and we're seeing it all. Now, again, I'd much prefer that, Nate Davis was playing, because through it all, I think he's a good offensive lineman, and I think he's still one of your best five. But if he's not earning the spot and he's not available and he's hurt or whatever's going on, then, yeah, you almost just have to roll with it. But my original point was, and still stands as, it's a relatively healthy offensive line, at least to give Caleb Williams a quick go. You know, that's the thing about this. It's like we keep talking about, well, are they going to be healthy enough, the offensive line? Are they ready? Like, they need the work, too. I understand it's all about protecting the quarterback, and it is, but the offensive, we need to see them do their jobs as well. They need to see some live action. They do, because, you know, Bears defensive line has been pushing them around a little bit too much in this preseason. And one of the players made a good point. It was Tevin Jenkins today. A good point was made, too. Like, you're going up against your own defense every day, and we've worn out the story of how the defense is good and they're testing the Bears offense, and all of that is good. But the bigger deal is, it's just good that the Bears are a good defense. They know the Bears plays too. You know, I mean, it's definitely watered down because they know what's up with the Bears. It's a heavy advantage for all teams throughout training camps when it comes down to it. Yeah, so they need the work as well. Caleb Williams is going to play. So, I mean, those are two huge positions right there. How does the offensive line fare? Try to separate them. How does Caleb Williams fare? And I know one affects the other, but when you isolate it, they need the work as well. On the defensive side of the ball, before I get a little bit more into what happened today in practice, defensive side of the ball, let's talk about those injuries. I mean, there's going to be a bunch of guys out. I cannot imagine that Kyler Gordon is going to play. I mean, he's been out for the last couple of weeks, was out again today, and Matt Eberflus indicated that Kyler Gordon is closer to getting back out there, but we're going to find out. However, Jaquan Brisker continues to be out. Montez Sweat has been out for a second now. Same with Tyreek Stevenson. I can't imagine that any of those guys are going to play. So, the defense, I mean, it's probably okay to go into a protect mode with the defense right now, because a lot of those guys, we know what they are. So not as much proving ground needed for those guys. For sure you want to see them play and do some stuff, but I think for the most part, a lot of those defensive players are probably okay. All right. Excuse me. 312-644-6767 is the number. I'm going to get on some of your text messages, but let's go to the phone lines first. And let's talk to Dan in Lake in the Hills. What's going on, Dan? You're on The Score.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I am doing very well. How are you, Dan?
Good, good. Big fan of yours. You know, I just really want to give a shout-out to Mitch Rosen, the Score father, that puts you on, like, several nights after Bears practice and all that so we can hear the good info. Really appreciate it. Had a question about the D-line, right? So I know the focus is on the O-line right now and the health, which is warranted given the quarterback, right? But
yeah,
with the D-line, with Montez, right, like, I just feel like he needs more help outside of what they drafted, right? And I know, you know, sometimes there's talk of late-minute signings of, you know, maybe Yannick or whatever. I don't know if he got signed or not. But, you know, this is where, like, I feel like we really need to build our depth on that D-line. You know, especially, like, the health of our secondary, right? Like, if I love Jaylon, right? But he got dinged a couple times last year, right? So, like, I just want to, like, make sure that, you know, we have enough depth, especially in that secondary, which is supposed to be top-notch, right? And especially get that consistent pressure that we need on that D-line. So curious to hear your take on that one, Mark.
Yeah, that's all good stuff, man. I appreciate the kind words about the program as well. I was talking about this yesterday, actually. I'm going to start kind of towards the back of your question there. And that is the secondary. You're saying what happens when Jalen Johnson goes down and Tyreek Stevenson goes down. Well, we've been seeing it, what happens when those guys go down. And a guy that Bears fans should be familiar with, Greg Stroman Jr., because he popped a little bit last year, has looked very good. I realize that they have some decent depth. I like Greg Stroman Jr. I think he's a good player. I think that Josh Blackwell is a pretty good player as well. He's been getting some time playing the cornerback position. Josh Blackwell has. He's going to be a special team star too, Josh Blackwell, but he's been pretty good out there as well. And then, of course, you have your secret weapon, a guy who I think like might be like starting caliber, is Terrell Smith. So actually, your depth is excellent, and there's nobody that's like should supplant any of the starters because the starters are that good as well. But I was just noticing that yesterday. It's a good timing on that question. And now I'm trying to think of what the defensive line. Well, Montez Sweat has had it. He's been injured a little bit. I'm not worried, not at the point of being worried yet. Montez Sweat has had a monster preseason, and monster, I should say, training camp, and take that for whatever it means, or for whatever you feel like it means. Training camp is training camp, and the resistance is not the same as it's going to be when the games are at full speed. But, man, I mean, he's been busting up a lot of stuff out here. And guess who else is having a good camp? DeMarcus Walker is having a good camp. He had a big play yesterday in two-minute drill on a third down play. Caleb Williams back to pass. DeMarcus Walker rattles in for the sack. That was the play where he ended up getting a taunting penalty because he also slammed his helmet down to the turf. But the Hard Knocks folks love that. But DeMarcus Walker has looked good. No, I'm not saying that you just, oh, well, we're fine now. We're good after all that talk. Like, oh, no, we're just rolling with DeMarcus Walker. Like, it's not out of the question that they will still sign somebody. But I know they keep the polls has said that they like who they have, but they never stop looking. You know, that was essentially more or less paraphrasing what he said. But you know, they still, you know, Dominic Robinson is back for another go around. I don't know if it's going to work out, if this conversion project is going to work with Dominic Robinson. Austin Booker, the rookie, and he has not stood out in camp. That doesn't mean there's anything wrong with him, but I'm just saying, like, he has not necessarily stood out. He's a fifth round rookie who is probably a bit of a project early on, but he could be productive as well. So, yeah, I mean, your point is well taken. The interior of the defensive line is where things get interesting. You know, you got Big Bill, Andrew Billings. Like, he's all good at your nose guard. But probably the most interesting guy, maybe the most interesting guy in their entire defense in terms of the intrigue and what will become of him or what will he become, is Jervon Dexter. Because Jervon Dexter is supposed to be playing what many consider to be the most important position in a 4-3 defense, and that is that three technique tackle. So that's what he is, looks like he is going to be. And he has had, I would say, a good camp as well. Really learning to use his athleticism and his gifts, like being tall. He's 6'6" and you know, batting balls back left and right. And it's probably not the first time in his life he's been encouraged to go up and get it from the quarterback, but he has been particularly good at it right there. And then another guy too, and this is the long-winded answer I'm giving you. I give you your money's worth on these answers if you call here at 312-644-6767. Zach Pickens is another guy too. Like, he hasn't flashed a lot here in camp, but he's a guy I still got hopes for. Second year player, third round pick, you know, you got to find a place for that. In the third round, the stakes aren't as high, obviously, as one and two, but I expect my third round picks to be productive NFL players. So I've got an expectation for Zach Pickens. Let's go to Paul on the road. What's up, Paul? You're on The Score and Training Camp Live.
Good evening, Mark.
Hi, Paul.
Speaking of third-round draft choices,
yes.
What is the condition of this lineman we drafted 10 well, he's been hurt for 10 months. Have the Bears ever told you really what's wrong with him? Is he in pads? Is he alive? What's going on with him?
he's alive. Thanks for the call, man. Karan Amagaji is who I believe you are talking about, the local kid, the Yale product. Yeah, I've seen him just about every day out here. Unfortunately, it's usually always in shorts and a T-shirt, and he has yet to practice, but he is very present. I do not think that that bodes well for him right away with the Bears. Like, I think like he might end up being a very good NFL player. I just don't think – I think this setback is going to really hurt for him. Like, to not have had any of this development, like, I mean – And I don't know if he – I think the last person we asked if he was going to come back, I don't know, maybe it's Chris Morgan. And that's the offensive line coach. And I think he was asked, you know, what about him coming back? And he said something to the effect of, I sure hope so. So, and again, they don't have to fill us in every single time on injuries. I believe, though, what was the – just off the top of my head, I forget what the Amagaji injury is. Again, I can look that up here during the break and try to – my brain is trying to remember it right now, and it's just not working out. It's not going to happen. But I think that Amagaji will be a good player. But I've seen this before. I've seen this before at less important positions. When rookies come in and they miss big parts of training camp, it truly stunts their rookie seasons in a lot of cases. So hopeful, but – we were talking about him the other day. It would be so nice if he was healthy and had been around, because that would be interesting. I've always felt like the plan, and we know plans can change in the NFL, has always been to really, you know, maybe get Karan Amagaji sometime this year, but really find a place for him next year. So, but we'll see. 312-644-6767 is the number. We're going to take our first break here on Training Camp Live, but when we come back, I love your calls and your texts, so keep those coming if you would like at 312-644-6767. If you got a guy like Paul just did, where's Amagaji? You call me. I will try to find the – I've got the – I'm at the where are they now, where are they today, and where have they been headquarters, right? You're right in front of me. I've got the screen in front of me, which also has the text screen. That, and also I'll tell you what happened in practice today. A bunch of things that I have in the notebook that I will unload for you. Coming up next, it's Training Camp Live on The Score.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back with more Training Camp Live with Mark Grody on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What's up? So glad you're here for Bears Talk. Oh, I know you love Bears Talk, so it's not that difficult, is it? 312-644-6767. I'm Mark Grody. We're going to do call and text here. And I'm going to tell you exactly what went down in practice today, what Caleb Williams looked like, some of the other things that piqued my interest. But we do go back to the phone lines first. So we bring in Matt from Deerfield. Matt, you're on the score. What's up?
Hey, Mark, how you doing, buddy?
I'm well.
Hey,
you?
My question is, Ryan Poles' third-round draft pick was Bayless Jones. We're past the point of being a shitty team and keeping people on the team. They need to protect offensive linemen. People think like the practice squad, you can hide people. You cannot hide people in a practice squad.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, sir. I hope you got that, Tyler. Or some people may have gotten a treat. If the radio sounds weird right now, it's because Matt said a word he's not supposed to say. Matt. Anyway. I think the gist was he thinks if Bayless Jones makes the team, it would be a joke. I don't mind if he makes the team. I don't think the Bears were a threat to do this year, considering who they have. The bottom line with Bayless Jones Jr., you can't use him too much. And maybe that sounds like a waste of a player, but he does have tantalizing skills and speed and all of that, but you just got to use it in little pieces. Kickoff's good. Maybe a player two here early in the game for Bayless on offense. Maybe you run them a little bit out of the backfield. I mean, really, this is what these guys get paid to do, like coaches. Like, you got to find a way to bring out the best in this guy who, yeah, you drafted in the third round. So this is what they're doing, and it feels like they're scrambling, you know, with the running back idea. And then he's looked fine out there. I've been watching him. He doesn't look out of place necessarily. It just sort of says, yeah, we're still trying stuff. You just don't want to overuse him. And I don't know why, but I'm going to go an Albert Elmora Jr. analogy. Like, huh? Like, I remember, like, everybody wanted him to play more, and that's not similar to Bayless Jones Jr. necessarily, but everybody wanted Albert Elmora to play more, the Cubs player, but Joe Madden just wouldn't play him a lot because he didn't want to overexpose him, and then when he was overused, he was overexposed, and I don't even know if he's playing anymore. But that's the point. Like, with some guys, you really, really need to find the places for them to thrive, and then don't overdo it. That's the thing with Bayless. And I get it. And it sucks. It does. Like, the whole Bayless Jones Jr. thing, like, he's such a great guy. He's, like I said, might be the fastest dude on the team. He has been good, decent at kick returns. So there's some there. There's just something incomplete there that just I can't really grasp in terms of the big moments. So that's what makes me a little bit nervous. 312-644-6767 is the number. Hey, Mark, what happened to Larry Borum? Is he still on the team? Nobody talks about him anymore. Yeah, he is on the team, and he's been occasionally he has been playing. I want to say, yeah, he's played for Braxton Jones when Braxton Jones has missed practices at left tackle. I believe he was your right tackle when Darnell Wright was out. So there you go. I mean, I am defining what we call swing tackle. So Larry Borum, yeah, he's still out. I was talking about him today as well. He is a survivor, Larry Borum. Don't count out Larry Borum, man. You know, from the previous regime, it looked like he was a guy that just wasn't going to make it, and injuries, ineffectiveness, and now here he is still on this team that has a chance to be a winning team. So you know what? Good for Larry Borum. Good for Larry Borum. Another texter. Boy, we're into the offensive linemen here on Training Camp Live. Somebody asking about Doug Kramer, the Illini guy. He's still out here. He's still out here. He's probably, you know, third string. I don't know. Like I said, like last year, there were so many big, easy opportunities where if the Bears really were seeking Doug Kramer's development, like they really wanted this player to be, you know, a guy who has a future here, he should have had a chance last year with all that was going on at center, and he didn't. And I know he was gone from the Bears for a while last year and then came back. Who was he with, like the Chargers or something for a second? So Doug Kramer's out here and still working with, you know, second, mostly third team, third, and if you count fourth too, because you got four quarterbacks working. But that's the gist. I'm always happy to talk about offensive linemen. As a matter of fact, there was a offensive lineman for the Bears talking today, and that would be Tevin Jenkins, who is always great. Sometimes it's just fun stuff with Tevin Jenkins, and there was that, but he was pretty football-y today. There was so one of the big things for Caleb Williams out here is that Caleb Williams is still working on getting used to learning blitz recognition and what to do. And Tevin Jenkins today was talking about that, what he and the offensive line can do better to help him in that regard. I'm going to let you listen to Tevin Jenkins, and then I will give you the deets on today's practice. Here's Tevin Jenkins.
For our offensive line, it's about our killed words. We have fire calls, like alert danger, certain sides and everything. So if we're like third and 15, it's cover four, and you see no stat. Like, it's just the wide receivers are pressed out over there, and it's only one middle linebacker over here, and DN's looking a little, like, light on his feet. You say, hey, light one, we got pressure. All that pressure to the right, most likely. And then you turn around and say, light one, go over there. He gets to a four-man slot that way, helping with the pressure recognition, you know. It's a lot of things that we can help, like, put that, like, I wouldn't say put an idea in his head, but, like, get him more knowledge to, like, all right, they see something over here that doesn't look threatening, but over here it looks like a problem. Like, try to, like make sure he can see what we see as well.
That's such a great answer. I mean, that's the answer, and Tevin Jenkins just had it ready. So I really like that, to hear that coming out of Jenkins's mouth. Like, I don't know if, like, Tevin, if his voice is being heard more on that offensive line. Like, I don't really know what the pecking order is at this point, but I would imagine he has somewhat of a voice. And if he's using it, God, I hope it sounds like that when he is talking to Caleb Williams. What a great help that would be if Tevin Jenkins sort of turns into that guy. And I know that he's always been game for it, but I've never really thought of Tevin Jenkins as that teacher or, you know, that leader, just because it's always felt like Tevin Jenkins has had his own hands full trying to get his own footing in the NFL. And now he does. Like, that's the thing about Tevin Jenkins.
he's got his footing in this league now. He's got his position, and he is happy about it. He's not looking back anymore. He's not doing the, oh, yeah, I'm still keeping an eye on the tack. Nope. He thinks of himself as a guard in this league, and he is dug in at that position. So I think that makes him incredibly valuable. As for the Bears today, again, another day where the defense was better than the offense. Caleb Williams intercepted twice today. The first one was Elijah Hicks, former late-round draft pick of the Bears. Caleb rolls right near the sideline, flings it downfield in the area of Keenan Allen, and then Elijah Hicks steps up and comes up with the pick. So that's what I saw on that particular play. Then the next one, what was the second one? This was a crucial one. Bears doing their two-minute drill at the end of practice, fittingly, and it was a second down scenario that Caleb drops back looking for the big tight end, Gerald Everett, and Jalen Jones steps in, picks it off, and spoiled the Bears' two-minute drill, and that's essentially how the practice ended today. So, it was another tough day, learning experience day, grinding through a day for Caleb Williams, for sure. He did hit Keenan Allen with a 15-yard pass today in 11-on-11, and then I guess if you want to look at the highlight of the day, I thought, from Caleb Williams, there was a 3rd-and-10 scenario, and it was in first down play to Keenan. Cole Kmet. I can't read my own scribbling. Yes, it was a first down play to Cole Kmet in the 2-minute drill on a 3rd-and-10. So that was nice to see. So again, it's not like we're seeing all bad from Caleb Williams, and I have not backed off on any of what I think Caleb Williams is going to become in the least. We're seeing struggles. There is no doubt about it, but I'm still, just based on what other players are saying about him and what they're seeing, and a 40-year-old guy today that doesn't have to say a damn thing anymore, Mercedes Lewis, saying that Caleb Williams has the it factor and that his communication is outstanding. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that I listen to. Not our own brand of, my own brand of hyperbole is somewhat informed, and it is informed by players mostly, because they're the ones that know. So yeah, I'm not worried. We have not reached a point of, huh, I don't know about this guy. I have not reached that point yet, and if I had, slap me silly. What else did I find interesting today? You had, Roma Dunze. Again, like, I'm starting to think, okay, this might really be happening. Like, Roma Dunze, when they, you know, were doing their 11-on-11, oh, it's a punt situation, fourth down, let's go. Roma Dunze was back deep on punts. So, and I get the argument there. You know, do you want to put him at risk? And because you expect him to produce big as a receiver, but, you know, he could give the punt return game a jolt. Did it in college, took one back in college, so he knows what he's doing out there. So while I'm taking things more seriously, so I'm taking the Roma Dunze might be the punt returner more seriously, I'm also taking more seriously, too, that Tyler Scott looks really good. Tyler Scott, second-year wide receiver, the Bearcat. He, last year, the reason I've taken a while to really open up about Tyler Scott is because he had a good camp last year, too, until, like, towards the end of camp. And then, unfortunately, during the regular season, he had some crucial drops. He had a rough rookie year, let's be real. But he's still fast as hell. He's still a good route runner. And he's been looking good. And it's mostly been on the Tyson Bagent line, or a lot of it has been. And he is by the way, Tyson Bagent looks pretty good too. Like, Bagent had a nice day today. So just your backup quarterback looks good. You know, that's important to know too. But yeah, I mean, Tyler Scott, that's another thing that I jotted down. that he I don't know what he becomes, and you know, he's or how much this will actually transfer during the regular season, but I think that he's looking pretty good so far. 312-644-6767 is the number. The Bears also today continued to work on special teams, and I do wonder what if there will be, and we don't have any necessarily reason to this. I have no intel on this, and there's nothing out there that I saw that looked different or out of the ordinary, other than it's all completely out of the ordinary right now. But I just wonder, throughout all of these preseason games, how Richard Hightower is going to, because there's so many different possibilities with these new rules, so many different strategies. And I know, again, just like what we see on offense and defense, special teams got to vanilla it up too. But because of all the different possibilities, it becomes very interesting for sure. 312-644-6767. I'm Mark Grody. It's Training Camp Live. I've got some other sound that I want you guys to hear here coming up, including we will hear from Matt Eberflus. Well, I want you guys to hear him talking about what he that we asked him straight up. What are you seeing in terms of progress for Caleb Williams? And also, what he expects to see on Saturday. We'll hear from Matt Eberflus coming up next. It's Training Camp Live. Mark Grody live from Halas Hall on The Score.
We're back with more Training Camp Live with Mark Grody on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bears Training Camp coverage on The Score is presented by ChevyDrivesChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Texter asked, hi, Mark. Patrick from Wonder Lake here. How about Jack Sanborn? How's he doing? Haven't heard much about him. Steady. Steady as she goes. Jack Sanborn is good. 847. Hey, Mark, talk to us about the tight ends and the receiving from Caleb. Yeah, there was a nice tight end connection today with Cole Kmet, as a matter of fact. Caught a nice, thought it looked like about a 10-15-yard pass from Caleb Williams to Cole Kmet. Gerald Everett has looked good, looked fine, no issues with him. I'm anxious to see what he's all about once we get going for real, Gerald Everett, that is. And we talked to 40-year-old Mercedes Lewis today, who really is, you know, more of an extra blocker. But, man, he's great, 40 years old and still rocking is Mercedes. But the guy that I want you guys to hear from right now is the head coach of the Chicago Bears. And let's go with Matt Eberflus talking about Caleb Williams' progress.
I would say that he's right where he needs to be right now. He's having a real some good days, some good periods, and then some other ones that you know he's learning from adversity, you know, and a setback. And I told him to just lean into that. So when you have a setback or have adversity, don't shy away from it. Lean into it. And then learn from it and then get better from it. You know, because a lot of people want to hide and shrink away from adversity. That's not what we do. We lean into it and get better from it, invest our time, grow and improve. And that's what he's been doing. And he's got some moments out there today that he's going to need to do that in today's practice. And I'm sure he's going to have some in the game. So it's, again, the exposure and experience that we can give him, you know, throughout the course of this camp, the reps in preseason, the reps with the joint practice next week, all those are very valuable.
Well, and now I want you guys to hear from Mercedes Lewis, because that was all good from the Flus right there, Bears head coach Matt Eberflus. But he's talking about how, you know, Caleb Williams, he wants him to lean into the mistakes and the adversity and learn from it. And that's, you know, that's a simple life message that can apply to anything. Yes, we learn from our mistakes. I thought that this was really interesting, though, from Mercedes Lewis today, because he's talking about Caleb Williams's communications abilities, and when something does go wrong, check out how he handles it. This is great from Mercedes Lewis.
He'll come find you on the sideline and be like, yo, big dog, what'd you see there? Or Cole, what'd you see? Or DJ, how do you think we could have ran that route or made this better? Like, he wants it. You know, he's not a guy that's like, oh, throw a pass, go back, on to the next one. Like, it's more so like, you know, after a certain period, it's like, okay, how can we get better going into the next period? And you keep doing that, you stack those up, you know, you be a good player by the end of it. I'm pretty sure I speak for the whole team. He's impressive, and he's a guy that listens more than he speaks. So he's learning at a really fast rate. All the praise is from me.
Yeah, he does. He is very communicative. Caleb Williams, that is, and that was Mercedes Lewis, who was fantastic as well. But like watching Caleb Williams out here at Hallis Hall, and we're on the sideline, he definitely seems to take in a lot of feedback from a lot of different guys. Like, he is always talking to somebody about something, and a lot of times it's, you know, slightly off to the side, and, you know, he seems like he is a very teachable athlete. I mean, that is definitely something that I've been able to, at least now in his rookie years, like, bring it all on, bring it on, and show me your ways. 312-644-6767 is the number. Tyler Farrengol producing the show here today. Tyler, the last time I saw you, I believe it was the day of HBO's Hard Knocks, so that would have been on Tuesday. And you were all Bears'd up. You had your Bears t-shirt on and your Bears baseball cap because you were going to watch Hard Knocks, and you were excited about it. So, Tyler, I wanted to ask you what you thought of Hard Knocks.
Yes, Grody. It was Tuesday. I was leaving, just finishing up from the afternoon show. I was hyped, and I liked it. Personally, I would have had a little bit more screen time for Caleb Williams. I thought that what they were doing in the beginning was great, but they kind of shied away from him for the, you know, second part of the episode, and that's the one thing I would have really, really liked. I like the in-depth, you know, new look that we're getting of this franchise, but I would have wanted to seen a little bit more from Caleb Williams.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I didn't necessarily walk away feeling that. You know, that's a good question. I'm trying to think in my head, what did I need more of from HBO Hard Knocks? Well, I think maybe it's starting to rise up as my favorite part of it. Was it Jalen Jones? I think it was Jalen Jones.
When he was like, oh, that's a really good throw.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jalen Jones.
It was Jalen Jones. And he was like one of those watching Caleb and go, oh my God. Like, because I was like, okay, yeah. Because we have those moments too. So low key, I thought that was great. Like, I love stuff like that. Like, a genuine evaluation from another athlete. You don't always get to see that. So I thought that was cool. But what do they have? 4 more episodes? 5 more? So plenty to go on Hard Knocks. Thanks to everybody for listening and calling tonight. I do appreciate it here on Training Camp Live. Thanks to that guy you just heard from, Tyler Farrengol, for producing. Anthony Heron will be coming up next up until 9 o'clock tonight here on The Score. I'm Mark Grody. I hope you guys have a great night.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress.
Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back with more Training Camp Live with Mark Grody on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bears Training Camp coverage on The Score is presented by ChevyDrivesChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Texter asked, hi, Mark. Patrick from Wonder Lake here. How about Jack Sanborn? How's he doing? Haven't heard much about him. Steady as she goes. Jack Sanborn is good. 847. Hey, Mark, talk to us about the tight ends and the receiving from Caleb. There was a nice tight end connection today with Cole Kmet, as a matter of fact. Caught a nice, thought looked like about a 10-15 yard pass from Caleb Williams to Cole Kmet. Gerald Everett has looked good, looked fine, no issues with him. I'm anxious to see what he's all about once we get going for real, Gerald Everett, that is. And we talked to 40-year-old Mercedes Lewis today, who really is, you know, more of an extra blocker. But, man, he's great, 40 years old and still rocking is Mercedes. But the guy that I want you guys to hear from right now is the head coach of the Chicago Bears. And let's go with Matt Eberflus talking about Caleb Williams' progress.
I would say that he's right where he needs to be right now. He's having some good days, some good periods, and then some other ones that he's learning from adversity, and a setback. And I told him to just lean into that. So when you have a setback or have adversity, don't shy away from it. Lean into it. And then learn from it and then get better from it. Because a lot of people want to hide and shrink away from adversity. That's not what we do. We lean into it and get better from it, invest our time, grow and improve. And that's what he's been doing. And he's got some moments out there today that he's going to need to do that in today's practice. And I'm sure he's going to have some in the game. So it's, again, the exposure and experience that we can give him, throughout the course of this camp, the reps in preseason, the reps with the joint practice next week. All those are very valuable.
Well, and now I want you guys to hear from Mercedes Lewis, because that was all good from the Flus right there, Bears head coach Matt Eberflus. But he's talking about how, Caleb Williams, he wants him to lean into the mistakes and the adversity and learn from it. And that's, that's a simple life message that can apply to anything. Yes, we learn from our mistakes. I thought that this was really interesting, though, from Mercedes Lewis today, because he's talking about Caleb Williams's communications abilities and when something does go wrong, check out how he handles it. This is great from Mercedes Lewis.
He'll come find you on the sideline and be like, yo, big dog, what'd you see there? or Cole, what'd you see? Or DJ, how do you think we could have ran that route or made this better? Like, he wants it. You know, he's not a guy that's like, oh, throw a pass, go back, on to the next one. Like, it's more so like, you know, after a certain period, it's like, okay, how can we get better going into the next period? And you keep doing that, you stack those up, you know, you be a good player by the end of it. I'm pretty sure I speak for the whole team. He's impressive, and he's a guy that listens more than he speaks. So he's learning at a really fast rate. All the praise is from me.
Yeah, he does. He is very communicative. Caleb Williams, that is, and that was Mercedes Lewis, who was fantastic as well. But like watching Caleb Williams out here at Hallis Hall, and we're on the sideline, he definitely seems to take in a lot of feedback from a lot of different guys. Like, he is always talking to somebody about something, and a lot of times it's, you know, slightly off to the side, and, you know, he seems like he is a very teachable athlete. I mean, that is definitely something that I've been able to, at least now in his rookie years, like, bring it all on, bring it on, and show me your ways. 312-644-6767 is the number. Tyler Farrengol producing the show here today. Tyler, the last time I saw you, I believe it was the day of HBO's Hard Knocks, so that would have been on Tuesday, and you were all Bearsed up. You had your Bears t-shirt on and your Bears baseball cap because you were going to watch Hard Knocks, and you were excited about it. So, Tyler, I wanted to ask you what you thought of Hard Knocks.
Yes, Grody. It was Tuesday. I was leaving, just finishing up from the afternoon show. I was hyped, and I liked it. Personally, I would have had a little bit more screen time for Caleb Williams. I thought that what they were doing in the beginning was great, but they kind of shied away from him for the, you know, second part of the episode, and that's the one thing I would have really, really liked. I liked the in-depth, you know, new look that we're getting of this franchise, but I would have wanted to seen a little bit more from Caleb Williams.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I didn't necessarily walk away feeling that. You know, that's a good question. I'm trying to think in my head, what did I need more of from HBO Hard Knocks? Well, I think maybe it's starting to rise up as my favorite part of it. Was it Jalen Jones? I think it was Jalen Jones.
When he was like, oh, that's a really good throw.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jalen Jones.
It was Jalen Jones. And he was like one of those watching Caleb and go, oh, my God. Like, because I was like, okay, yeah. Because we have those moments too. So low-key, I thought that was great. Like, I love stuff like that. Like, a genuine evaluation from another athlete. You don't always get to see that, so I thought that was cool. But what do they have, 4 more episodes, 5 more? So plenty to go on Hard Knocks. Thanks to everybody for listening and calling tonight. I do appreciate it here on Training Camp Live. Thanks to that guy you just heard from, Tyler Farrengol, for producing. Anthony Heron will be coming up next up until 9 o'clock tonight here on The Score. I'm Mark Grody. I hope you guys have a great night.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.